Blog Talk Radio.
Hi ladies and men. Hi men and women. Hi there. This is Marcia, Dr. Cupertino, on the air with the Hour of Power, Hour of Power, the Dr. Cupertino Show. I know you're saying, oh, what's going on? It's not 1 hour. You're going to need some time to recuperate. So add that into the show time. We have a very interesting topic regarding women specifically. And, of course, for men to also tune in and hear how they play a major part in this world's forward movement. But before we get started, we're going to have a word of prayer. I got a little toothache, so if I'm not sounding all that chirper, soon as this show's over, I'm going to the dentist. Hallelujah, bless God. Thank God for the dentist. Thank God for a mouth. Thank God that I'm alive to feel a little pain. Oh my, isn't he wonderful? But before I get into this conversation, let's have a word of prayer. Stand up, lay down. Crawl to your bed, however, just get your head bowed best way you can in reverence to the Holy Creator of the universe. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, God, for prayer. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. We love you. Hallelujah, God. We need you. Hallelujah, God. We can't get along without you. Hallelujah, God. Bless your wonderful name. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. In the name of Jesus, we love you, God. Need you and can't get along without you. Thank you for an opportunity to hear something this morning that's going to make us better today than we were yesterday. And we love you. Ain't going to stop, cannot stop. You've kept the rain from deluging. You kept the hailstones from being thrown down from heaven. You've kept us alive and out of the morgue. We're not on the way to the cemetery. Oh, bless your holy name. That might not mean much, something to much and a lot to many, but it is okay. Do you know why it's okay? It's okay because God has purpose. Hallelujah. We thank you, God, that you have let us know you as being the God of the universe. Bless our topic today. You know, we sorely need it. And we need it because you called us out of the miry clay, out of a bad setup, in a bad setup. God, thank you. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, amen. Women, come on up out of the bedroom and stretch forth thine hand. You know, all of us have only so much time. And this world tells us that the time left is reduced for folly and foolishness. Our kids expect more from us day by day by day. But let me tell you something. They're pulling for us as women. The baby, 2-year-old, 5-year-old, 9, 13-year-old, they're pulling for us. What they see, they internalize. What they internalize is either fear for them or something that they're going to engage in later on in life. So we have to be careful there. But our children, no matter what they see us do and how ugly it is and maybe how many men coming through the home day in, night out, our kids, our children, they're still pulling for us. Mom, are you okay? We could be in our worst mood, demonized from the head up to the sole of our feet. But they're still there saying, oh, Mommy, you want something? Mommy, you all right? Looking like a hound dog in the morning light. Children still standing at the foot of the bed. Mama, can I get you anything? You know, they're too waiting and watching for a miracle. And the bowl of slop that they have received from us as women, it's not fair. It's really not fair. We need to tell Sugar Daddy it's over. Tell the married man you're through, really through. It's just not going to work. Tell the hanger on it to get lost and see the power of God manifested in your life, whether you want it or not. This lesson topic will set you and the fool free from whatever blocks your way, guaranteed, hands down. You know, I hear church women saying, "Doctor, I got a sugar daddy. Oh, doctor, so-and-so is my so-and-so. And so-and-so is paying my rent. He's paying this, he's paying that." They brag as if it is really something. And it might be on a temporary basis. But let me say something. Evil, hatred, I'm going to get you, stupidity, hurtfulness, and bloodletting all starts in the bedroom. You can find a mature, professional, beautiful woman misaligned with the worst man in the universe because it started in the bedroom. She knows he's hurtful, he causes pain, he's two-faced and multiple lady, but she's still going to hang in there. Oh, he makes me feel real good. Oh, he do it to me real good. Oh, I can't live without him. I tell you what, you sure will die without him. One body, one coffin. Women have thrown away their families. They have walked away from a full-ride college scholarship in behalf of a man. Women have sold their children. They sold themselves to Satan. And you know what? And I'm going to retract that. I won't say man. All behind a penis. They have given up jobs. They moved across country. They have just about shut down the internet sites on dating. All looking for penis. Now, I could say looking for love. But if you don't love yourself first, you really don't deserve love. Because how are you going to know what true love is if you don't start first with yourself? But women are creating debacles in the bedroom. They're living triple lives from and through the bedroom. They are killing off everything they know because they're in the bedroom of malediction. And some say, "But I just can't stop. Doctor, he makes me feel so good. Oh my God, I've never had a man like him before." You probably never will, if you know what I mean. But women have got to make up their mind. In fact, come out of the bedroom, don't go in it. This topic should have been named that. Don't go in it. When you take the bedroom out of the equation of life and you know it's not doing you any good, hey, you get a new lease on life. Women tend to make their decisions in the bedroom or directly coming out of it. Sit around watching a dead phone, hoping he'll stop by to pay the rent. Some of us wouldn't want that kind of rent. Hallelujah, praise God. They're giving up everything they wish for, hope for, and desired because he make her feel so good. You better call it a curse and just lay your hands on your own body and say, "God in heaven, lift this curse off of me. I don't know how I got to. But there's a doorway there. He walked in, I walked in. Whatever curse this is on my life, for me even engaging like this, break it, dissolve it, get rid of it, And I'm not saying this is a man's fault because he's wearing that penis. He has that penis. I'm not saying that. But when you cannot function the way God wants you to function, you know how he wants you to function. You don't need a Bible to tell you that. You know right action. You even know what this defamed, wicked society wants. They're struggling. This society is struggling to have men and women in the right place at the right time doing the right thing. You know what that is? That's helping one another to live for another day. That's what it is. But when you're in the bedroom, your friends are cast away. When you're in that bedroom, no one can talk to you, say anything to you. When you're in that bedroom, you're almost in hiding. When you're in that bedroom, you've given up on what's outside the door for what's on the inside of the door, and 9 out of 10 times it's not even yours. The man is not even yours. He's not yours. No matter what he say, he is not yours. He does not belong to you in 90% of the cases. All those promises, so did Satan make promises. Wrecked the universe. Wrecked the planet Earth. Wrecked planet Earth. Behind Eve listening to a promise from Satan. And look at us. I've never seen so many funerals this past week. I've never seen so many disasters that they say or God made. And by the grace of God, this happened. By the grace of God, that happened. Acts of God. Isn't that something? Get up out the bedroom where you can teach other ladies how to be ladies and how to walk for a living God. You walk for Satan. You know you have. You walk for everything in the world. You walk for money. You walk for penis. You walk for a clothes shopping trips, for new cars, for the hope of a new home. What has it gotten you but misery? Get up out of that bedroom. Run. I wouldn't walk. Come up out of it. Because when you come up out of it, he's going to come up out of it. And most of the time, if you stretch forth your hand and say, God, help me, God is going to do it, but you got to come out of there. You didn't live your life through it and because of it. Our young women are perishing. Girls, older ladies, all of them are perishing. Highest rate, HIV, AIDS. Highest rates of gonorrhea, syphilis. How are you going to be at peace and happy with the syphilis between your legs? Is this not going to happen? Yeah, I was talking to my friend, and he says, Doctor, I'm closing up my liquor store. I said, why? He says, because I'm not selling nothing but condoms. And I think he said, wine. He said, yeah, condoms, sanitary napkins, and I think he said wine. Something's wrong with that. Something's wrong. I know Sears is closing a lot of stores. I know Kmart's closing. The family, those stores represented family. When family dissolve, the family stores dissolve. But they're still hanging in the bedroom. So let's kind of look at this problem. Oh, okay. They want to just feel good, knock me out, sedate me, feel, make me feel good. It's not about procreation and bringing forth family. Abortion rates are highest in the world in 2016, and it just begun. Don't mention New York and Los Angeles. Oh, my God. Just effing for nothing. Effing for death. I should talk about that. Just effing for death. Get up out of the bedroom. Because our name is women is tainted. And now we're trying to rule the nation. Oh, my God. God help us. God help us. That's all I've got to say. Get up out of the bedroom and stop being hateful, envious, jealous. You're nothing but dust. And all that you think is all that and more, it's not about anything outside of the will of God. I've seen some of the most horrible women in the last 3 years. You know what? I hope I don't see them in the next three to come. Full of makeup, hair, clothes, you know, jewelry. Think they're looking good. Dead, dying inside. Walking dead, get the camera off the actors and put them in real time on real people. You see, just walking to and fro, never satisfied, nothing, never good enough. You can see them and feel them on sight. But it all starts there. It all starts there. All starts right there in the bedroom. Need to get up out of it. It is nothing to run from man to man. And you're still paying your own rent, your own bills, drinking your own water that you bought. What is that? $2,000-$3,000 today. $2,000-$3,000. What is that? How far is that going? Women, we need a solid foundation with a solid man that you can call your own. Play that other game if you want to, but let me tell you something. They'll kill you before they leave their wife. You better leave them alone. Any of you, if you hear me out there, leave them men alone. They're not worth it. They're really cowards if they want more than one woman and can't tell the other one, I'm sorry. You know, the good men will at least say, look, you know, I want a divorce and this is why. But the coward, if you've got to hide out in your relationship, you are condemning your own soul. You're saying you're not worthy, you're not worth anything. You're saying, I don't deserve a good man. I don't deserve my own home. I don't deserve my... Get up out of the bedroom. Come up out of it. Right there, just close your legs. Throw them off of you and close your legs. Get up out of there. Tell them, you know what, it's over. Take the consequence. It's over. It's over. I'm going to try God. No, okay, something. Oh, that's foolish. An invisible God. Girl, I got to pay my rent. Girl, you don't have to do anything but stretch forth thine hand. You let God see you make a turn for good. You let the creator God of the universe, see you struggling and trying. He know you're broke and sick. May not be that attractive. I tell you what, just try one time. Stretch forth thine hand. Say, God, help me. God is going to do it. Right then and there, God's going to show you a miracle. Just stretch forth thine hand. If you got to hide out and be disrespected and talked about maliciously, get up out the bedroom. Come on out. Come on out of that one and say, God, come on in this one with me. Take God in the bedroom. Take Jesus Christ in the bedroom. Hallelujah. Take the word of God in the bedroom. That's your best bet. And while you in there, stretch forth thy hand. You are condemning your own soul behind dust. Bible says men, women is dust. Moses said that. Got 70 or 80 years. What is that? Who would even want something like that? That's the decree. Right. That's the decree. Come up out of there. You spent too much time in it. Your children is mourning. They're grieving on the sidelines. Here's another one. Is this my daddy? No. Here come another. Is this my daddy? No. Here come another. Is he going to stay? No. No, no. We are wanton creatures. All the way back to our first Mother Eve. He said, Jehovah God told them, God, Yahweh, in the garden said, okay, you're going to give birth in pain, but you're going to crave the man that dropped that seed into you. You were already craving men. Why make it worse? You can tell by the countenance of a woman that is walking upright. I didn't say serving God. I just said walking upright. She's walking upright. Eventually, that's where she's going to end up. But nothing ever has come out of these kind of relationships from the bedroom out. Nothing good has ever come out of them. Whole nations have been destroyed behind a woman. Just check the records, your history records. Households have been destroyed because women had run in the bedroom with the wrong one, and she's just about lost her mind. You want satisfaction? Become made whole through the Holy Ghost Spirit of God. He's the only one that can make you feel good and feel complete and feel whole. He's the only one, and the Bible says he has no pain with it. I don't know about you, but I don't have time to track a man, look for a man, lay down with a man, try to make him feel good, and I don't have time, and I know you don't have time. The Bible says that the time left is reduced. So whatever time you have, it should be counted for the salvation of others. It should be used to bring someone else out of quicksand. Bedroom is quicksand. It is. And once you get infected, I don't have to tell you the feeling. Running around looking for him. Calling around looking for him. Where is he at? Driving by this place. Driving by that place. Calling your enemy even asking, well, have you seen so-and-so? Your hand parched from hanging over a phone cradle. Come on, come on, come on. And you don't know about him. Might be sick, full of AIDS. May have gonorrhea himself. Most of them are hungry, looking for a couch to sleep on. And if they're not, I said they're bloodless cowards. Oh, well, we're in love with each other. Oh, is that right? Who else knows that? Who else knows it? I bet the devil don't know it. Come up out of the bedroom and stretch forth thine hand. God, I need you. I've messed up. In the name of Jesus, I've messed up. Put my head back on straight, God, and put whatever that is down there on lockdown. Just put it on lockdown. Just say, this is it. Put it on lockdown. Put it on lockdown. If you've got to hide, if I've got to hide, God, put it on lockdown. If I've got to walk with a black cloth over my face, put it on lockdown. If I've got to hide out for any reason, after I'm out that bedroom, put it on lockdown. It's not worth it. It is not worth it. I want you to have mercy, God. Have mercy, God, on me. See, when you stretch forth thine hand, Jesus, on many times, when it was healing time, he said, stretch forth thine hand. Stretch forth your hand, ladies. You on this penis right now? Stretch forth thine hand. You're trying to figure out whether you're going to see him this weekend. Stretch forth thine hand. You're trying to figure out if you're going to pay all of your rent or half your rent. Stretch forth thine hand. Stretch forth thine hand. All of you on your way dealing with the traffickers. All you traffickers hearing me. You might be laughing today counting your dollars. But let me tell you something. Cancer got your number. Cancer got your name. He said, in pestilence, I'm going to wipe out. I'm going to wipe out most of planet Earth. Cancer, disease, prostate cancer got your number. And you already know I'm talking to men right now. After a certain age, it ain't no good no way. You really need companionship and friendship. But get thee behind me, Satan. Women, you don't even want that. When you decide to face the light of the light, you'll find out that all you need is God. When you finally sit, you look at your closets, your home, look at everybody dying. Got millions, got everything, got compounds. Look at them. Going home, 45, 46, 51. Death is not knocking at the door of the 80 and 90 anymore. Oh, yeah, they have their time. But God is starting in the teens on up. The God who calls himself Satan, he's a lower God. Don't care. Racked with disease. Every week, 1, 2, 3 funerals. Every week, 1, 2, 3 funerals. People are sad. The United States has the highest suicide rate reported recently, probably in this century. United States people, you're unhappy, you're sad, you don't have what you think you should have. Stretch forth thine hand. We're not doing that. We're looking into every other avenue and in the bedroom, and we're seeing that that's not bringing the joy that we expected. Some of these people hanging around the bedroom door, same thing. They find out that ain't what it was supposed to be or is supposed to be. Okay, I've done that. I'm up on my feet. What are you going to do? You got 5 minutes in the bedroom and you got 24 hours up on your feet. What are you going to do? And only to hear, okay, baby, I'll see you later. I'll call you this evening. You know what? I pray for you. That's a horrific way to live. Chains, invisible chains. Mental and physical chains. Stretch forth thine hand. Give God a chance. Say, if I'm out the door, fine. If I'm sleeping in my car, fine. If I'm running in and out of the storage trying to live, fine. But I stretch forth my hand, and I'm going to wait on God. If God is not in that bedroom with me, I don't want it. Women, please come up out of the bedroom. Your family, the children, your neighbors, these people are counting on you. They're looking your way. Come up out of the bedroom and get what God has for you. Well, what does he have? He has a promise of life. He has a promise of miraculously providing for your needs. He promised that he would never leave you nor forsake you. He said, if you do my will, if you do the will of the Father, like Jesus said, he said, there's a reward. Well, where is it at? I don't know where it's at, but I can tell you one thing. You can count on God's promises. When you're laying with in that bedroom, you can't count on that. He's already a dead man because he's in there. He's already dead, but a living God, stretch forth thy hand to a living God. Give God a chance and see the power of the Holy Ghost work in your life. Love you guys. I'll see you next week, same time, same station, Dr. Cappuccino Show. Have a great weekend out of that bedroom.